Welcome back to the Podcast That Rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday evening or afternoon or Thursday morning, wherever it is, wherever you are right now listening and watching. Thank you for being here with us. Hope you're all doing well. If we hit 50 likes in our live chat, we'll play at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. Last week, we had some unique ones, to say the least. I added some more and I shuffled around the folder. So I got rid of some old ones that are never were never touched. And I also added some good and bad ones. So if we'll end on those, who knows? Thank you guys so much. We'll read all super chats live today. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Alex, how are you doing? Rowan, how are you doing? Alex, you go first.
Doing well.
Doing good.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking, Luke.
Alex, you're repping Spirit Box with a t-shirt. Rowan, you're repping Sleep Token.
I am.
Okay. I'm repping heavies because I know where I'm getting paid. There we go. If you guys start getting paid by Spirit Box and Sleep Token, that actually is way cooler, by the way. I'll be honest.
Nah, 3 has a restraining order against me. I kept calling him and calling him. It was just like, dude, piss off. And he said it very aggressively British. So, you know, he meant it.
I told you that was going to happen, man. I told you.
I was trying to take a page out of your book to begin with. That's what you do, every rock star you love.
That's what you guys say I do because you do it. Now it makes sense.
To be fair, Alex, you also say you want to do those things too. So we have
a reason. I don't.
You say you want to.
Do not. I said I wanted to play the keyboard in the band. And then you guys are like, get on the bus. And I'm like, this is why I'm reading the restraining order. One
time you're going to get on the bus, but you're going to be like, you're going to get on the bus like in the end of Cape Fear when he's like on the bottom of the car.
That's a good grip.
Yeah.
Well, it's free transportation.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have to get on the bus then at that point. Regardless, this is the Art News Podcast or the world of news and rock metal alternative. Thanks for updating for that, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Thank you to everyone hitting around in chat. Hit that like button. So, everyone's saying podcast day. Like, yes, it is. It's podcast day. I didn't know that was like a nice saying that we're going to do now. It's podcast day.
I love what Ellie Yeet said. It's podcast pay.
Okay. Someone's drunk in the chat, but that's okay.
Podcast pay, man.
It's podcast pay. Okay.
I'm just saying that would look great on a t-shirt. Podcast pay.
Oh, yeah. That's something that everyone would wear for us, too.
They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Oh, huh? Chat,
it's a rock thing.
It's a rock
thing. Chat, respond if you would buy and wear the Dodcast Pay shirt. I'm sure we got some guys who would do
it. I'll make a poll later. I'm sure that'd be a big seller. So
let's make some extra money.
It's true. Let's move into it because we have positive things to talk about on this podcast in the music world. It happened. The majority of things we're going to talk about today are positive. And I mean that, too. I'm not setting up my co-host for failure like I have in the past. I really mean it this time. We are going to talk about positive stuff. I promise. So the big one is what we found out a couple days ago. And I was shocked when I saw the stats. The song, the biggest collaboration potentially of the year. Whoa, what happened there? Something is up because I'm not sharing my screen. I almost forgot. That's why.
Oops.
Yeah. See, I just wanted to go right into the news. Share my screen.
It is good news today, so I give you that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just me.
There we go. Yep, I'm in.
The biggest collaboration potentially of the year. I don't know what's going to be bigger than this, so that's why I can say that. End of You with Amy Lee, Poppy, and Courtney LaPlante went to number one on iTunes and Apple. That is not insignificant. Some of you might be saying, well, it didn't go to number one on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. Guys, it went number one on Apple and iTunes and everything else. Not only that, it beat out, come on.
Be happy.
It beat out Lady Gaga and K-pop Demon Hunters. Do you know how big of a deal that is right now?
That is absolutely insane. For anyone to say they beat Lady Gaga on a chart is insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you have engraved on your tombstone.
Yeah.
Beat Lady Gaga in the polls.
It beat Dolly Parton as well.
I mean, that's not as...
And
yeah, K-pop sorry. Demon no Hunter, offense to Dolly.
Is, K-pop Demon Hunter is absolutely a phenomenon right now. Look what hit.
I still have to watch that movie. Spoil it.
I won't spoil it.
I've heard like snippets of songs and they sound great.
No, it's
honestly, the Lady Gaga thing is surprising, but in a great way. Like, that is absolutely, we knew that this collaboration was going to be absolutely insane and epic. I did not think it was going to be more than Lady Gaga epic. So I am very happy about that.
It's also great because there was less than a 2 week window from us knowing it was going to happen to the song being delivered with the music video. They kept a lid on it. They did the right way to tease and promote. It all paid off that way. It wasn't a 3 month window of, ooh, I can't wait to hear what it finally is. No, they kept it tight and it paid off even better that way.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. It wasn't so much anticipation, you know what I mean? Because that's what we've had a lot of lately is like, oh, yeah, next year. Oh, yeah, in a few months. This was perfect. Well, I think
they did the photo first. And I mean, like, that was just like when at that point we were just speculating. That could have just been like sort of like just like a promotional thing for, you know, just their brands. But the fact that they did turn this into a song, which then released like, again, like 1-2 weeks later, it just made people like really excited. Yeah, that, it's amazing.
I don't know what this is about thing, the photo. I have no idea what's going to happen here, but I'm excited about it. That hype was awesome to start with.
It was.
Yeah.
And also it was positive. And the vast majority of everyone was saying excitement for this, and it delivered. You know, it paid off. It showed all the ladies. This is more about the song itself. It showed every lady in a positive light. We were talking a little bit before the stream, and I talked about this on the Heavies channel as well. Jordan Fish was the one that got this whole project off the ground and introduced each one, all three to each other. They all went to Amy Lee's house. I'm sure that was a cool experience, by the way, for Poppy and Courtney LaPlante, you know, walking through a goth house with all the Evanescence stuff hanging on the walls. I'm assuming it's a goth house. I don't really know.
Queen.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she walks around in like a black crown, like, you know, in the house. I could see that. Oh, like,
what do you do when the cameras are off?
It's Amy Lee. Doesn't mean I do it.
No, I'm curious what, like, if that's what you think Amy Lee does when the cameras aren't on, what does Luke do when the cameras
aren't on? She just puts on a black crown. And a black, like, and, oh, I need this.
Yes. I am the fairest one of the emo all, that type of thing, pretending to be the queen.
What?
She has like a little freaking beard. Yeah,
there you go.
See, you know, I'm not the only one that thinks like, that. You know how people have like iPads like built into their walls at this point now? Imagine someone configures that to just be the evil mirror, the talking mirror from Snow White.
Well, they have the big ones now. Like they're like, they look like the big old iPod, and that's your mirror, and like a touch thing too now too.
You can just talk to your smart fridge.
Yes. I need someone. Okay, so I need someone to do that for me and just pipe in, do you really need that sandwich, fatty, every time I look into it? So that would give me motivation, by the way.
Mirror on the fridge.
Do
I need that ice cream? Do you?
Do I really need this hoagie roll?
Yeah. See?
Are you really eating Chinese leftovers for the third day in a row?
Hashtag Shamecast. That's the new podcast we're working with right now.
We always have ideas that we ought to patent.
I know, but I, and like many others, now await what's next. Will these three ladies play this live at a pot at a festival? Probably. I've said this before.
Oh,
in the next 12 definitely. Months from release, it will happen live. It'll probably happen this upcoming spring, unless there's a festival sooner in the southern half of the world, like Australia or something's going to happen with all these three bands. But regardless, it's going to happen probably this spring, where all three of these ladies are going to get on stage, and then the crowds are just going to explode like little baby explosions everywhere from heads exploding in the crowd.
Yep. Absolutely.
Do you think if they're not all together, like any of them would probably like include it in just their regular sets and they would just kind of like sing each other's parts?
See, Poppy's done that before, like her collaborations. They'll just have like whoever she was collaborating with on screen, like a kind of a back and forth.
Yeah. So, or like she performed Van when I saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I could see that happening.
I think if they had some sort of like different lineups on the tour.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of specific instances where like in this moment when they were touring A Star-Crossed Wasteland and they have that song that they did with Adrian Patrick of Otherwise, whoever they were touring with, they would sometimes perform that song with that person.
Oh, yeah,
Ivan Moody did it with them one time. So I'm thinking maybe if, you know, Poppy's on tour with another strong female fronted band, then maybe she could come in to do the parts. I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Spirit Box did that with the singer of Dying Wish when I saw them for Softspine. So
Dying
Wish
is with Poppy right now. So that could actually be very, like, that's something that could easily do. So there's a lot of potential. And we don't know what's next, but I just cannot see this as a one-off. They've talked in interviews now saying they are looking for other ideas and collaborate because they're friends now. They want to do something else. Because like you can't make like the full production music video too and do all that. It wasn't just like a one-time live thing. So they definitely have.
I'm just saying, make a super group. Yeah.
The Metal Coven.
Well, and I know that they're open to doing something. I know they're, they jived. So that's fantastic. So any sort of collaboration possibilities from here on out, I am all for it. Yeah. I am stoked. The way this came together was awesome.
It was. So good news all around. Dying Wish is great in the chat. Yes, they are. Evanescence and Spirit Box could do a tour together. And Poppy could be the opener. I think that, like, honestly, that could be a tour. It really could be. I don't know.
That would be such an awesome show.
It would sell. Really. Like, that's an amphitheater show as well. Like, for the bigger amphitheaters for Live Nation. Like, wherever it goes in the US or in, like, Europe and overseas and things like that, too. So.
That's a show. You sacrifice your firstborn for a ticket.
Oh, some will.
Dude, hell yeah.
See?
As long as you give everybody, if you give Poppy and Spirit Box equal set lengths and then give Evanescence a little bit more, I'm just saying I want to see more of them at once, you know,
it would probably happen that way. But also they would definitely do that song every night then.
Yeah.
And they close it out and have everyone freak out at the end and buy more merch. And then these three ladies would be super bajillionaires because like they have the three ladies on the merch designs would be amazing. I'm surprised that's not out yet.
Yet. Keyword yet. Yeah. We can dream. We can hope.
Oh, you know, their labels are going to make the merch out of this.
Well, the labels
like,
are
like, holy cow, this is bigger than
everything.
We thought. Let's do it.
The labels the labels were probably like that meme with the guy in the yellow suit, like with his greedy hands behind the tree, like, hey, 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 hey. You know, they fell into an instant gold mine with this, guys. This is not the label's idea. But this is their Christmas for the next 10 years right now.
Whoever came up with this collaboration, they are parading them around the office.
That's
right now.
That's employee of the month right there. Whoever came, Jordan Fish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so. So the song will be linked in the pinned comment for those who check this out later. Check out the music video. It's really well done, too. This is full production music video as well. They went full board with everything. It's awesome. I'm happy that good things are happening. And these ladies went to number one and beat Lady Gaga. Where is it? There we go. You deserve the little claps for that.
You're not. No. We're not just doing the golf clap. Hang on. Where's
Find
the
bigger
one?
Clap if you want. I don't have it on my key.
Oh, no, not a clap.
Oh, yeah. That's a victory clap. That is a victory session right there. So, thank you guys so much. This leads into our next topic. You know who didn't go to number one? I am not a betting man. And this is why, because I would have lost some money. Deftones hit number 5 on the Billboard 200 on the release of Private Music. They confirmed with Billboard and everything else. So I would have been wrong on that.
Yeah. I am honestly really surprised.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised because
it hit number one, but I'm so sorry. Top 5 is still fantastic.
It's a huge
year.
Oh,
Top 5 is amazing.
And they made a ton of like releases. Like they had vinyl sales. It wasn't just streaming on this. That is a huge accomplishment. But
I'm just saying I'm surprised because I feel like this year especially, like mainstream media has taken a lot more attention into metal. Sleep Token was number one. Ghost was number one. Like those are bands that are heavily influenced by Deftones. People on social media, especially TikTok, have really embraced Deftones just like they have embraced those bands. Mm-hmm. So I would have thought like that crowd would kind of just repeated itself.
Yeah.
Like this is just like, yeah.
So I had to write down the notes. Like when I saw it, I'd have to look it up on Billboard, and Billboard's very ad focused and they lock down a lot of past information unless you pay for this thing. But I wrote it down when it happened. So it lost to big names. It's not like it was just like a freak thing. It lost to K-pop Demon Hunters. The soundtrack is still getting spammed on streaming. That happens, you know. It also lost to a big release that week of, oh, I can't remember the name. It was a bigger one. Crap. Lofty.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter?
No, A Matter of Time. That was also released the same day. And there were album releases parties for that too. However, you know what else it lost to that I'm not crazy about? Morgan Wallen. I'm the problem.
Ew.
He still was sitting at number three. It's still selling that. So I don't love that. Deftones fans showed up, but they didn't tell enough of their friends to show up too. So, yeah.
I don't know where the country fans are. They're not in my neck of the woods, but they are. There's got to be a lot of them, honestly, to keep that album up.
Yeah, and it has to be purchases too, because they're too dumb to figure out streaming. I apologize. That was my joke, not Alex or Rowan's. Don't get mad at them. Get it? There. So, yeah, I see someone say that's ridiculous. Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that too. Yeah, Morgan Wallen, really? Deftones over Morgan Wallen? Well, yeah, I mean, that's not the the question here. So, Private Music is one of my top 10 of the year so far, easily.
Fair. Yeah.
I'll have to sit down to rank it and figure out where it goes. That's not so later this year, because there's still stuff coming out. I just love that also we had another heavy release in the top five. That's worth celebrating. So, good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's two good things right there. Two good stories right there. See, the metal coven that I keep calling them, Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney, they got to number one on that for Apple and iTunes and everything else. Deftones hit number five with Private Music. And then we go to actually appropriate MTV VMA performance where they actually did something right for metal. The Ozzy tribute was good. They gave them the appropriate amount of time. It was nice. Youngblood killed it again. Steven Tyler and Joe Perry and Nuno, they all did great too. I know not everyone glowingly praised it. What more did you want from a live MTV show in 2025? You could not ask for
more. Who's the guy who complained? It was the singer of the Darkness, right?
Yes, he did not like it at all.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like Roger Waters needlessly taking a shot. Who cares? Why do you think anyone cares what you have to say? If you don't like it, fine. It's like, don't say people are objectively wrong for liking it. That's stupid.
Yeah.
A lot of people are also griping about Youngblood. They're like, oh, who is this guy? Where did he come from? What is he doing? Put some clothes on. Pull your pants
up. If it's some stupid elitist.
Yes.
Like,
it's a lot
Ozzy,
of people.
Yes.
Like a lot of people are griping about
Ozzy
it.
Ozzy has pretty much done everything he could to pass the torch on to Youngblood.
And Youngblood's done a great job with
the
him.
The man himself loves the guy.
The boomer metal elitist that did tune in for this hated that it was a younger guy showing off his abs, even though there was way more nudity on the VMAs than Youngblood. But that's just that's the VMAs in general every year.
You're looking a little green in the face, my guys. Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
That's exactly what it is.
It totally is.
The boomers.
He did fantastic.
The boomers were going, I could have done better than that. That type of attitude.
You know, honestly,
with their big old gut hanging out.
Exactly.
My theory is that like the people who complain about this are the type to get triggered when someone has abs.
Yes.
Yeah. That was an awesome performance.
It was.
You know, of people don't realize this because of what it is and what we've known it for the past couple of decades. MTV used to actually play good music
all the time.
Quite the concept.
All the time too. It wasn't just occasional. Yeah. So
yeah.
Also,
and so this honestly felt like kind of harkening back to that. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. It was like, holy cow, there's actually good music and musicianship and rock on TV. This is fantastic.
The Grammys won't even do as good of a job as this upcoming year. They're going to do like their in memoriam. They're going to flash Ozzy Osbourne's image for like 10 seconds and then move on. That's it.
Yeah, and probably.
That's how the Grammys are. MTV gets full marks for giving time for something like this because it wasn't a thing. But also one final thing too, Steven Tyler did fine. It feels like he's getting back to health again after the terrible vocal situation he was in.
Yeah.
So, again, good stuff.
It was cool.
It's worth checking out too. MTV put the whole thing unedited online. No ads for that unless you like, well, actually, oh no, there should not be any minerals because it's under 8 minutes. So if you just go on YouTube, check it out. Let us know what you think. I think it worked. And again, this is an audience and generation for MTV and the VMAs that does not focus on metal. And they gave it an appropriate amount of time.
And it was a really good medley, too. They hit all the right little areas of Ozzy for
crazy
TV simulcast.
They did a good variety for the big hits, but also giving time to everything as well. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a fun moment. Why can't we have fun anymore? So
it was good.
It was.
Stop griping.
Yes. So we then go on to some more good news. Like, we talk about how System of a Down is doing great. We did talk about that last week. Europe's getting a lot of System of a Down because they're going overseas with an actual tour, not just one-offs. This got announced this week with Queens of the Stone Age and Acid Bath. Acid Bath apparently came back at the best time possible because everyone wants them. And now they're getting a sweet tour. This is only some of the dates as well, if I can zoom out. They're going all through Europe and UK. So next year, if Europe and UK was missing out on it, they're definitely going to get System of a Down. Okay, so OBS is not going to play nice on something like this. Come on. You'll just have to trust me on the dates. I'll read them off to you. They go to France. They go to Italy, Germany, Sweden, all throughout Germany again, UK again, Poland. There's a lot of different places. I would totally love to go to this tour if I had the money. Kind of like the other System of a Down shows.
We got to make some calls. We got to inherit a rich great uncle.
I'm just saying, I said it earlier, Dodcast pay shirt, make it happen.
Enough to make that trip happen.
Our chat will make it happen.
That's a lot of t-shirts.
A lot of shirts.
We're looking at our customers right now.
Yes, there's currently 58 of you in the chat. If we can get that to double in the next couple minutes, and then everyone buys one shirt and then gives a super chat of a significant amount and then gets your family to also buy shirts, we might have a chance for one of us to get the most basic coach five layover flights overseas.
Take five days to get there.
Yes.
Or maybe in our next heavies ad, one of us just so happens to be wearing the shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of I don't work commission for heavies or anything like that. So no matter how many heavies I sell or we sell, it doesn't matter. So that next heavy sponsorship had better be huge if we want something like this to happen. Massive. Woof. So why don't they send the poor System of Down shows because we can't afford the ticket sale? Yeah. Why do they always send the poor? I don't have any money to share at the moment. We were joking. We do not expect
pizza jet to holiday.
If that's what it takes, fine. We'll do this cheapos jet to, that's the equivalent like of a Greyhound bus, but a flight. So there we go.
We'll get there in 5 days.
Yeah. Our 7-day vacation, 5 of it on the road, crammed up together. We're going to see System of a Down. So that being said, we also have some good news because we got word of more bands leaving Spotify, which is awesome. Well, guess what? Working out for pretty good for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard because they put all their albums now after leaving Spotify on Bandcamp. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, well, yeah, but if it's pay what you want for each album, right? Yeah, they have a lot of albums, and if they only sell each album for $2 a piece, that is so much more than roughly 1,000 streams of each album in full.
I was thinking about that math this morning. I don't know why. I woke up, and that was the first thing that popped into my head. I was like, holy cow. Yeah. If we just started doing albums, and by we, I would just mean bands, started doing albums and just self-releasing as digital downloads for like a couple bucks, holy cow, that would be so much more beneficial to the band the consumer because you just own it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, that's what we did back when iTunes first was a thing. Like, yes. You went on the site, you bought a song.
I will say this, a lot of that money goes to the label and the and all that stuff. King Gizzard is in a better spot because they can just release their music that way, and there are 300 albums they make. And that's fine. A lot of bands can more comfortably do that as well. I get that. It's not going to be able for every band to do it, but this sets a great precedent that shows it's possible and that bands don't have to rely on Spotify if they have their name out there enough already. Again, if it's pay what you want, a lot of people will be more generous. Say, okay, I'll give you $5 for it. But even if
you gotta let's not underestimate just like, you know, how much respect and like appreciation some people have for these bands. I remember, I think it was Radiohead's In Rainbows that they also did a pay what you want type model. And someone in the band said that they made way more money than they usually do.
Yes.
So I have to assume that like there's like some there's like some white, like whales in, like when it comes to fans who will dump a bunch of money just because they love the band that much. Mm-hmm. Just like really want to show their appreciation.
During pandemic, the label that does has Explosions in the Sky on them, the post-rock band that does instrumental stuff, they did Pay What You Can, like during pandemic, just to get stuff out there. They did it for every album. Like they did every month was a different album. They sold a lot of album copies for albums that were like almost 20 years old at that point. But they had, were able to do it and it works. I, again, you can't say I don't have $2 to spend. If you were already spending $10 on a Spotify subscription or whatever it is, it's more than that now. By the way, just drop off Spotify. Tidal is so much better. It's so much better. And the payouts are better for every artist. So that's besides the point. $2 to own the album and they get the full amount and it shows as like a shown purchased album, like to qualify for more than streams and stuff. That's way better.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's super rad.
Mm-hmm. I hope more bands that are capable of doing this do it soon and promote it well. I don't like I'm trying to think of a good comparison. I love Baroness. OK, like if Baroness just said, screw it. All our albums are on Bandcamp. Also pay what you want. A lot of people would do it a lot.
Oh, I would.
Mm-hmm. Just to own every album, all the old EPs and stuff like that, too. They would do it. There's like bands that are have diehard fans, too, would promote it and share the news, you know? So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I mean, aside like Tool was able to hold out as so long as they did because of the dedication
for a
of the
long
fans.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were tied up with legal issues and stuff, too. But that's a different reason. Go ahead, Alex.
Second to owning a physical copy of an album, because you guys know already, I'm a diehard for like CDs. I love having a CD. I just like popping it in my car or in my, you know, little Victrola stereo. I like having a physical copy. I like the book with the lyrics and I love having a physical thing, but second best to that would literally just owning, owning the download versus, oh, I don't have Wi-Fi or, oh, I can't stream. It's like,
that
no,
just, thing, yeah, just something. Just something that's just something that like you actually own and can't be taken away from you overnight if enough people want it to.
And that's exactly.
And that happens on streaming, not just for music either. You'll say, oh, I have this movie on streaming. Oh, they took it away. But I paid for it to download from YouTube. It doesn't matter. It's taken away. Bye. Oh, OK.
Yeah, no, that's like that's honestly that's just been like my kind of like my thing throughout all life, kind of like for every media. If you like it enough, like you get and you can get a physical copy, go for it.
I agree.
That's one thing I've been really vibing on lately, because we're all kind of starting to realize at the same time that when we stream things, whether it be music or movies or shows, we don't own them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you buy a movie to stream on Amazon, you don't own it. Yeah. You can't download it and watch it whenever you want. You're reliant on your Amazon account and Wi-Fi. Yes. So I've been really thinking about that lately for some reason. So I've been buying some DVDs.
It's even like, even when you have a download, it's still muddy. If like, if anyone else is a gamer here, there's like some games that were like completely shut down. So even if you paid for the game when it was active, like the servers are down, you literally cannot play the game anymore.
There's nothing.
And some of these games don't even have physical copies. So these games are literally impossible to play.
Yep. And I think about that too. Like we all travel. If you go off on a flight, it's a long flight. Well, my phone's a brick pretty much because I can't listen to any music unless I have something downloaded on.
Oh yeah. Like region locked stuff. So stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Well, that's why I have like a, you download the stuff. Even in this scenario, you can go download those MP3s to your phone and then voila, you still have stuff while you're in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Second best to physical media. I dig it.
King Gizzard's figured it out. So I hope everyone like bought a $2 album of one of these albums. They got a lot of variety too. You can't say you can't find something you don't like because it's King Gizzard. They do everything. Literally everything.
Since I got the vinyl player, I've been getting more into physical media. Like I used to buy CDs, but not too much because I mean, like I kind of grew up with streaming being the norm. But like I picked up some more vinyls like this weekend, and literally just earlier today, I pre-ordered Via Nova's newest album on vinyl. That, by the way, Chad, that album is amazing. We didn't get to really talk about it because it was kind of like a bit of a shadow drop, but that album is amazing. Seriously, check that out too.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of vinyl news, I was going to segue and bounce around a little bit. I got an email today. Alex, you're going to feel old now because I felt old. Oh. Rowan, this was before you were born. Nah, maybe not. I don't know.
Ha.
A Perfect Circle's Murder Gnome will be released on a special edition 25-year anniversary vinyl because it's 25 years since A Perfect Circle's debut came out.
It is older than me. Mm. A Perfect Circle is older than me.
I'd also like to point out, on the screen right now, that's the vinyl from like the old booklets and stuff. They turned it into that.
That looks so cool.
It's a fancy looking vinyl, and they'll have the 180 gram versions as well. Pre-orders are going out right now. It delivers later in September. But yeah, 25th anniversary, 25 years of A Perfect Circle.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was definitely not listening to A Perfect Circle 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. The album looks scary.
It was not in my playlist.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't mine. So
I love it when the vinyls like have like some design to them that when you spin them, they animate mm-hmm. the image.
And that's what this is.
I could already tell. Yeah.
The guys are moving a little neat. Bit like, yeah. So that's how it always goes for that too. So if you're interested, when's 13th Step turning 25? 2028, because it came out in 2003. Math.
Well, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite of theirs too, for sure. That being said, I'm glad little like additions like this come out as well. We'll hear more from A Perfect Circle, hopefully, because they did say they will be working on stuff sooner than later. Billy Howard, Della Maynard, James Keenan. We then go back in order from our news stories to the latest NPR Tiny Desk session. Did anyone see what dropped this week?
That was fun.
We had our first crowd surfing at a Tiny Desk concert. This is also one of the few times they actually show like the behind the scenes and like the back side or from the back of the Tiny Desk concert performance, because it's never that big. It gets pretty crammed on there because this is kind of how this is even zoomed farther back than it normally is. They crammed a lot of people into the NPR Tiny Desk sessions for Turnstile, the full 16-minute concert. On NPR's website right now, just or a channel on YouTube just dropped today. It's a blast. It sounds great. So I would love to show and play
it for
you.
These are always so much fun.
I would love to show and play it for you, but my site will get shut down immediately. Also, we really need to support NPR right now. Really. So, yeah.
Go check it out.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. I mean, they have more members. They have a horn section. They have a piano player. They're doing fun stuff. There's crowd surfing at a Tiny Desk concert. I still can't get over that they found a way to make that work without someone getting hurt. They did it. Turnstile's on tour right now. They're loving life. They're doing a lot of other fun things. So again, we had a lot of good stuff. There's good stuff to talk about. See, it's not always negativity on this podcast that everyone usually associates it with. See?
Huh. I mean, life is all about balance. So I don't know, but this week is fantastic.
Yeah, we're catching up right now. That's exactly what it is. We're trying to catch up. Okay, so now for the metal wholesome moment, the most wholesome metal moment we've had in quite a while. Tom Araya and his wife renewed their vows, and it was Gary Holt that officiated. That's the most metal and wholesome thing I've heard in quite a while. There's
I Gary love Holt. How he's got the little preacher collar and then army shorts.
That's Exodus's and Slayer's Gary Holt in, oh, what's that called? As I want to say a 7-Eleven priest. Like he just got out of 7-Eleven with his camo shorts and said, oh yeah, I'm doing a wedding. And then puts that on.
This is the Timu priest.
I don't know. I feel like he's a little bit more than Timu. I get what you're going for, though. He's just standing outside waiting for everything. Quote, yesterday, I had the great honor of having been asked to renew the vows for my dear friends, Tom and Sandra Araya. Yes, I am ordained. He had to make sure that was clear. What a great day in the great state of Texas. And our BFF and I made the trip for this most special of occasions. Much love to all. Slayer is about to.
Now, do you think?
Go ahead.
I was about to say, do you think when he was renewing the vows, do you think he said, Tom Araya, do you take this woman to be bonded by blood?
Maybe, but I feel like he'd be a little more smooth with the puns somehow. I'm not sure. Till death and postmortem do you part. There you go. That's it.
Or it's just the worst. It's not subtle whatsoever. It's like, and do you take this man to be your piranha?
Oh.
Or he just screams.
Not even clever at all.
That's what I'm picturing. I'm just picturing him screaming like he does.
Screams, yes!
He's all...
His kids and his kids are there going, oh, dad, please, please, no.
Like, why did we hire a photographer? Why did we hire a videographer?
I'm so embarrassed again. Oh. See, I like it. I was hoping for more photos. I don't think he posted any other ones on here, but I know they exist. So what were those Slayer lyrics?
Yeah, they probably want to wait a little bit.
Well, you know what? I think this is nice. Also, he has his keychain, like his keys hanging off his shorts. He's got his, you know, he is dressed just enough for the occasion. Just enough.
Perfect.
So, and he's also wearing his like Slayer pass, almost like a photo pass around his neck. Like he had to get a photo pass to get
I'm in the wedding.
Yeah. No, I'm working.
The aviators are my favorite.
All access.
Part.
All access. Oh, yes. Those are the, those aren't that strong of sunglasses either. I don't know. Cause like you can see right through them too. Those aren't the most protective, sir. Do you take this woman to be bonded by blood? No, that is... no, come on now. Come on.
Don't take my joke. Come on.
All of a sudden, Tom screens raining blood. Kerry King comes sprinting in with his guitar and just starts shredding.
Do. No, he doesn't start shredding. He just plays the low E.
Mm-hmm. So many nice little moments that we have.
We're so cute.
Mm-hmm. So... as we got through a lot of the stuff, I want to bounce back to one more thing about our news for these ladies that I forgot to talk about. Some of the comments are saying, well, it didn't get to number one on Spotify. It didn't get to number one on this. It didn't get to number one on that. The YouTube video did really well. And I have this up here. Okay. My argument for this, because I saw the comments, I wrote it down in my notes. I forgot to address it in the beginning. For these three, Poppy, Amy Lee, Courtney LaPlante, if you weren't impressed by the success of this so far, what would it take for you to be impressed at this point? That's my question to everyone out there. You know, like what else could they do then?
Yeah, guys, we're number one on one on the other major streaming platform. Let's take this as a win.
Yeah.
Dang, it's at 2.9 million views right now.
Oh, is that all in less than a week?
Awesome. Yeah. In 6 days, 2.9 million views. That is fantastic.
It'll probably break three by tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but haters gonna hate. They don't care. They're hating me.
Yeah, nothing is ever good enough.
Amy Lee's overrated. Blah, blah, blah. That's in the comments, too. It's like, okay, well, they obviously think so. So it's working pretty well.
It's probably some jerkwad who's never grown out of the 80s.
It's the guy that also complained about it. Because it's always that. It's the same guy.
It's the same vibe.
Same guy, same basement.
Yes. And like the same week, too. Ugh, nothing but crap on streaming right now. Let me turn on the VMAs to see what they do for Ozzy.
Same geriatric mother coming downstairs with his PB&J with the crust cut off.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm like that hippie in my mind where I'm like, you know what? Haters are going to hate. You just have to look the other way because there is no pleasing them. That's we true. Know this is absolutely monumental because mm-hmm. These three together and it beating Lady Gaga, you don't need to say anything else. That's huge.
Beating Lady Gaga. That's a freaking accomplishment if I've ever heard one.
Well, there we go. I have the music video, just a screenshot of the three ladies at the end right now. Like, I'll just spoil it for you. It's my turn for Song of the Week. I did pick this for Song of the Week because there's nothing bigger. It paid off well, and Alex can find out where I live. So I know how to take care of myself and make sure my family is not in jeopardy if I didn't pick this.
You pick a different song, and Alex is just a spider crawling on your wall behind you.
You just show up right there in your doorway.
Like Nightcrawler, just poof in. Yes.
You just spawn in.
Mm-hmm. Like I can.
By the way, I know that's Genie, but I think of Nightcrawler the same way. Poof, what do you mean?
Yeah, bamf. That's the sound Nightcrawler makes, bamf. So... guys, what else do you want? I would play it for you right now if YouTube wouldn't have a total conniption and shut this stream down. But it's great. It's fun. I don't know what else you want. And I'm looking at the numbers right now because Alex said it. 2.9 million And that's probably not updated because it doesn't show us the live numbers. Number 6 on music trending days after it got released. So YouTube trending as well. That's way harder to do. YouTube trending because it's not Mr. Beast or Smosh or whatever, you know? And so if this gets trending, because it was trending overall as well when it got released, not just on music trending, that's extremely difficult. So
this is... You know, some people, you know, are like, oh, it's just an okay song or whatever. This was a really good song. The production was really well done. And if this is any sort of light at the end of the tunnel, that is another possible calamity. I'm super down, whatever they want to do in the future. This is just a little glimmer of the possibilities.
You said it yourself, Luke, earlier, but like, if they decide, hey, let's just form a supergroup and they call themselves Coven or something, Metal Coven, I am all for
Coven,
that.
Yeah, just do Coven. Yeah. Yeah. I want
Coven. Royalties. Yeah. It's a badass name.
It is. And like this, this is the perfect group for that name, too. Let's be honest. Okay. That artwork.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
The album artwork for that, like the cover of that is going to be amazing as well if they call it Coven. So the merch. Yeah. Coven merch. Come on. That'd be like a uniform at that point.
Coven is just a badass name for a metal band, too. It's like, oh, yeah, we're seeing Coven tonight.
Yeah, now you guys see
like a black metal band.
I think it works for these ladies, though. Oh, they could take a
or melodic metal band.
If they wanted to do black metal, no one's going to stop them. So,
no, that's not.
I mean, Poppy and Courtney dove to death growls. It's not. Out of the realm of possibility.
It's not, but I like what's going on here.
I think Coven's appropriate and also proves that I have a degree in marketing and I actually know how to use it. This is another idea that should get out somewhere. Jordan Fish, I'm not asking for a lot of royalties. I do want something, though. Please.
I mean, like, just call your lawyer after this and just patent it. And then when they want to use the name, then you sell it back to them. That's how we make some money.
Oh, I'd approach them about it. It's like, hey, I thought of this name for you. You could have it for this amount. You know?
Yeah.
See, I think I'm just greedy. I want all three of them separate. I don't want them to just form a supergroup. I would love to see it a little bit, but I want all of the Spirit Box, all of the Poppy, and all of the Evanescence. I'm greedy. I need all three.
Well, think about it. They'll have their own things, but we'll also have like our own like girl Emerson Lake Palmer.
Yeah, ladies just never sleep. Do all four projects. It'll be fine.
You know what I just thought
Please.
Of?
I
think you'll both like this idea.
They're musicians. They're not used to sleeping anyway.
On the road badly, but yeah. So you guys remember the Sesitana with a Perfect Circle, Primus Pussifer, and all three bands on stage.
Yes.
They all collaborate at the end. Here you go. Spirit Box and Evanescence and Poppy and her group just all on stage for the entire night. All three.
See?
Yeah.
That's perfect. Done. Mm-hmm. Now we get all three and the collaboration. I'm down.
Yeah.
And just imagine who they bring on as their openers. They could bring like, you know, Chelsea Wolfe, or they bring like Brat. we just get like a full on girl fronted like festival.
Oh, Charlie XCX.
No, oh no, not Charlie. There's a deathcore band called Brat, and their singer is like this woman who jumps around like a cheerleader, and she does like this guitar leg trick that is freaking awesome. Huh. Yeah.
Okay then.
Look it up. They're fun.
I will. I'm just saying, Sesitana didn't have an opener. It was just those three. I don't know who the opener would be. I don't think they would want an opener that, because it would just be 2.5 hours. You would want an opener? You?
No, I'll be the opener.
Oh, okay.
It's just one woman with a bass guitar.
I sing too.
Bass.
I have to go on like an hour before anyone else starts though, so that they don't try and compare me to them, because I would not.
Here, bass is singing in bass, and between each song, she'll tell one dad joke between each song, and that'll be the set.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to detract from all of the major talent on the tour. No. So of course, I'm a great option. Dad jokes, bass, and singing. Mm-hmm.
That's how you get on the bus. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Now I figure out the plan. So
I mean, if Shane Gillis can open for a country show,
I guess
we can have you doing dad jokes with a bass guitar.
Come on, both of you. If Corey Feldman can do anything, I can do this.
Corey Feldman can dance. Kind of.
I can dance like Corey.
You can
Feldman
dance like
dance.
Corey Feldman. Yes, you can. That is absolutely true. You totally can.
Can you shred like Corey Feldman though?
Hell yeah.
I mean, yes. She can. I have not seen her play guitar. She can shred like Corey Feldman. Yes, that is also true. Yep.
Absolutely.
You guys have a seen Corey
Feldman. Your spin is that you shred like Corey Feldman on your bass.
Yes. You guys have not seen Mr. Feldman live. I have, okay? You have not witnessed the life-changing event yet. All right.
It's
coming.
it's like I am a different man now.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I'll take it vicariously through you. Thank you so much, Luke.
Okay. All I'm saying is he went viral at Riot Fest 2 years ago. He's going to come back to Riot Fest someday. And guess
what? Some horrible things.
I got the moves like Feldman. Stop giving Weird Al Yankovic
goodness,
new ideas.
No, I've got the moves like Feldman.
It's like Feldman. No.
Everyone just feels bad all of a sudden. All right. That was Song of the Week. I think it's a fitting choice. Last week, Rowan chose the album versus album in tribute to his father and his father's birthday. The results.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thanks for that, chat.
Yes. The results are in. 4,400 votes. Guns N' Roses won handily by a 2/3 ratio, 67% over Van Halen's.
I showed him this and he was very surprised because
I thought it'd be closer, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that Appetite just kind of spans multiple genres. It appeals to the punk crowd. It appeals to the rock crowd. It appeals to the metal crowd. Or I think Van Halen is a little more rock. You know what I mean?
Also, I feel like too
for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So also, I think way, more fans.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, like this is just me in general, but like these two albums specifically, I feel like Appetite is the one I can listen to as an album more, and then 84 I just go back to like the big hits.
I get that argument. I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth on that for both, because I think 1984 is what I can listen to all the way through that and the debut. Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction is the one I go through, but that's it. I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth on my choice for this one. I'm not saying this is a bad choice that it won by 2/3. I'm just saying I thought it'd be a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I didn't.
Good comments. Good engagement on this.
Over by the way, chat, thanks again for wishing my dad a happy birthday. Meant a lot to him. So, yeah.
Thank you, chat, for having a little bit of manners last week. It was much appreciated. This is something I'm not going to pull up because it's the last thing I saved. I'm not going to show. Okay, you know what? I'll show the safe image while I pull this up. So, you guys know how last week something terrible happened at the System of a Down show in New York? You guys remember that? Just say no, so that way we don't have to talk about it anymore. That actually might be a better idea. There we go.
No.
Well, they went up to Canada and like Canada had a bit of a redo, you know? Like there, nothing bad's going to happen in Canada, right? They're too nice. They're too clean. They're too fun. They respect everything up there, so nothing bad can possibly happen with that. Something happened up there as I try to find the safe for work image. I found it. Turns out someone went number two right in the middle of the floor in Canada during the System of a Down show, and people had to walk around it.
So I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
In the mosh pit. How did you get away with that?
There were photos I will not be showing. No. This is the final thing before we move on. Last week, I gave you 60 seconds to get it out of your system. You're getting even less this week. The reason I bring this up, why is it the System of a Down shows? I don't get it. This is not normal behavior for any concert, but why does it keep happening System of a Down shows? And what's going to happen when they go to Europe?
I'm thinking like an actual sacrifice, like human sacrifice.
I don't know why I don't know why it's encouraging this such vagrant behavior. I don't know.
Maybe it's because they tour so seldom and they do these one-offs so seldom. So I think what we need from System of a Down is more touring because they don't come around often enough.
This is a once-a-lifetime thing and I have to go to the bathroom, but I can't miss this opportunity. Okay. Now I get it. Yeah, that sucks.
The answer is... Four or more.
That might defend whoever did this. Doesn't defend the other guy from the last thing.
I was going to say, this guy, at least, he had to go to the bathroom. Guy, we don't know who it was, guy or girl, whatever. But I at least understand an emergency situation. I at least get that. I'm just confused why it keeps happening at the System of a Down shows.
I think my theory has some validity.
Yeah, you're right. And it might. I can't miss it. My favorite song's coming up.
I can't.
But the porta potty line is really long.
It's like
exactly.
It's like you go to a movie and it's like this really awesome climactic scene. It's like crap. Yeah. I gotta take a piss.
Someone just said the song bounce pogo pogo, and everyone's jumping up and down, and the guy has to go to the bathroom. Oh no, this is the worst. Oh. I thought it was funny. No, I thought that one was clever. All right, there we go. Moving on.
I need to pull the tapeworm. Jesus.
Tapeworm? Oh.
Ew.
We now go on to this week's album versus album. And I wanted to do something a little bit different because we've done metal and rock before. I wanted to go more in the alternative realm just a little and more electronic rock, especially from the 2000s. So I'm going to flash it on screen right now so that way you can see which ones I'm asking everybody for. 2000s alt rock, the big hitters, The Killers' Hot Fuss versus Muse, Black Holes and Revelation.
Nice.
I think this is a fair fight. We haven't talked about these bands in quite a bit. This is like peak the good stuff from the 2000s of that era. One was 2003 or four. One was 2006. Which 2000s alt rock album would you prefer? I'm going to type it out and put it in the chat for the rest of the stream. Alex, we'll go for you first. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, The Killers for sure.
The Killers for sure. Any reason why?
Yeah, I mean, I like that album, Muse. I mean, Knights of Cydonia. Cydonia, yeah, whatever. However you pronounce it, that's a really fun song. But The Killers has more, like Mr. Brightside, Somebody Told Me. Those are like really long-standing favorites of mine from, you know, then, I suppose. And they still hold up today.
Okay. Rowan, how about you?
No, yeah, same thing. Hot Fuzz definitely wins out. It's just like it's just too nostalgic for me. I've been listening to like that album or just like hearing the songs of that since that really came out, like even when I was growing up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very fair. It's by a hair for me, but I am the dissent on this one. I would say Muse, Black Holes and Revelations just by a hair, because this is what Muse does best for some of those songs, like Supermassive, Black Hole, Knights of Cydonia. This was Muse when they became like a legit big, big deal in the States after becoming big in Europe. No credit taken away from The Killers, though. As far as debut albums go, that is a debut and a half in a time where that style was not really that big of a thing. And they just did whatever they wanted and they made it work brilliantly. So I'm just barely on the Muse side.
They're both good albums.
They are. And I kind of wanted to put those two together. The slight electronic rock, that alt rock from that time. I think that's a good fit. That poll is going to stay open in chat. If you're listening to this on the replay or on podcast form, the link will be in the community post and I'll pin it to the pin comment on YouTube as well. It'll be in the podcast feed as well. If you just check the notes, if you want to vote on that, I'm curious to see how this one goes. I don't know if it'll be because the past polls we've done, we've had there's not been many close votes, you know?
Surprising for some of them, for sure.
Yeah, and these are thousands of votes on each poll. So I'm curious about this one to see if it's a little more even. Not doesn't have to be a lot, but just more even than what we've had before. So that being said, Rowan, are you frozen?
He's sleeping.
I'm hoping he's frozen, that he didn't just get so tired that he just completely zonked out.
I think we bored Rowan.
I was just talking about Muse and The Killers. I didn't think it was going to be that bad of a choice. Yikes. All right. Well, now that and he's wearing the sleep token shirt. Get it?
Sleep. Go to sleep.
While that goes on. Thank you, guys. Oh, there we go. Let's see if I can do this way. There we go. So we'll wait for him to come back. Alex, you can just take on the role of yourself and Rowan for the moment. You love Evanescence and Tool. There you go. You love both.
Okay. Sleep token.
There you go. Yeah! Sleep token. There you go. I'm going to leave that poll up. We're going to go through the super chats we'll do that while Rowan gets back. How fitting, lol. Yeah, I know. First it was Alex. Now it's Rowan. Alex didn't drop out for me.
No.
Okay.
No, last week.
Last week. That's right. Last week. Okay. Okay. Not that big of a deal. He'll be back. So we're going to go through some super chats, then do some rounds of Festival Rock or Flop. We have 46 likes. If four more people can hit that like button, please, please hit it right now so that we can get another round going. We do have several super chats, though. Our first from Ellie Yeet. This weekend is going to be stacked with new releases. 21 Pilots, Lorna Shore, Between the Buried and Me, even freaking Spinal Tap. I'm looking forward to that movie. And That's Just Rock and Metal. No way we'll be able to keep up. I agree. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Also from Ellie Yeats, Dodcast Pay, the shame cast that mocked. Boy, is that a mouthful. Woof. That barely makes sense to us, let alone people in public that you wear that on a shirt for.
It's not going to fit on a t-shirt very nicely.
Yeah, it won't. It just looks like someone like English as a third language and like trying to make it work. So from Lone Wolf.
Yep.
Villanova Hit is probably my album of the year, Fighting Callous Dowboys album. I can't decide yet. I was about to recommend it before you mentioned it. Rowan mentioned that one. And also that Callous Dowboys album was fun. It was creative too. I haven't heard the Villanova one though. Or Villanova. I mispronounce everything. Also from Lone Wolf. You excited for the new Unprocessed album on Halloween? Halloween has a lot of albums coming out. Avatar's album comes out.
Love it when that happens.
Avatar's album comes out. Trivium has an EP. Unprocessed has one that comes out. So that's pretty cool. And also from Lone Wolf that just came in, thought on the new Bad Omens single so far. I saw it got dropped. I have not heard it yet. Alex, have you?
The brand new one, yes, it's very soft, I suppose. Okay. I should say
it's more of the baddie core-esque, get the groove on.
Yeah,
gotcha.
If it's that baddie core that we were referencing.
You knew exactly what I was talking about for that, for Bad Omens.
It's right in there. And the single before that, I don't know if we're talking about the most recent singles, plural, the single before this most recent one today.
Yeah.
Also same, very baddie core, very.
Yeah. Okay. I only heard the first one. I've not heard the one that dropped today. So thank you guys so much. While we're doing that and waiting for Rowan, we should have some tours that got announced. Do you have anything you'd like to share with us on tours that got announced this past week?
Yeah, we already talked about the System of a Down one. Mm-hmm. That one's going to be super rad. That's very exciting. We already talked enough about that. We already covered dates and cities and stuff. Twisted Sister just announced a 50th anniversary world tour.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's kind of fun. I mean, throwing it way back to hair metal and them getting back together for a 50th anniversary world tour. That's super fun.
Dee Snider still knows how to perform and like put in that energy too. So.
He does. I had a really good conversation with him just a couple of years ago, and he is very, very, he's older. We know that. He's been around since the 80s. This is their 50th anniversary tour, but the dude can still rock super hard.
Yes.
Alter Bridge just announced a 2026 US tour, and they dropped a new single as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Chiodos. They just announced a 2025 fall, winter, 2025.
Yeah,
leg of their 20th anniversary tour. Lady Gaga announced more Mayhem Ball tour dates. They're going to extend into 2026 for North America. That's going to be awesome. Lady Gaga is way more metal than a lot of metal bands.
Her concerts are, for sure. There's a lot more guitars and actual performing than you'd ever give credit when you think Lady Gaga. So.
Yeah, and solid actual talent. So that one is super fun. Sonic Temple 2026 expanded their lineup. We've got Electric Callboy, We Came as Romans, The Plot in You, and more announced recently.
If you haven't seen Electric Callboy live, it's so awesome. They're fun.
And they're so fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new album called Deadbeat from Tame Impala. Okay. And so there's the Deadbeat US tour in support of the LP kicking off on Halloween.
Very nice. That's their first album in quite a while, if I'm correct, too, for Tame Impala.
I think it's been like 5 years.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
All the alt rock fans, that Tame Impala style, that's definitely going to be up your alley as well. So, that being said, we got a message from Rowan saying his internet crapped out. That's why he's trying to get it back right now. So, it happens. Rowan, if you can hear this or see this, we're going to keep going. If you can get on, great. If not, don't worry about it. Just let us know. I think in the meantime, since we hit 50 likes and we have at least one festival to book, oh, we got one more from Lone Wolf too. So Lone Wolf, you'll get a super chat as well, just because you got into the last time. We'll just do it for fun. Spectre gave me Health vibes. If you are familiar, Spectre. Yeah. Okay. So you know the band Health,
Bad Omens.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's fair.
I'm familiar with Health.
Yeah. So I think it's fair.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair comparison too. So
yeah, that drives.
Yes. So we got three festivals to book. Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if I am or not, because a lot of the weird things I've added in there might get a little weird. Let's see.
Oh, why'd you remind me?
Well, I had to do it the right way since there's only two people. What in the world's going on with this now? It's like with him gone, it's super wonky for OBS and stuff. Let me see if I can fix this somehow real quick, guys. I feel like I can. Da-da-da-da. We'll do this right now. Again, OBS is so finicky. Like if something drops off of chat or like anything while you're live, it messes up everything for Discord and stuff like that as well. Lineup festival starting soon. I'm on OBS right now.
What if I open a second camera angle of myself?
Maybe. You know what? I am very narrow over here, but I'm going to keep it like this. This is terrible formatting, but I'm going to make it work. And like, can you see it on screen right now, Alex, what I'm doing? You'll see it in a second, like on the YouTube thing. This is where I am. OBS has some random call-in to fill space. Quick, have someone random call in. Oh, yeah, that'll be a good idea. Someone random? No, thank you.
This is not Do You Want to Be a Millionaire? What the hell is that show called? We cannot phone
Who
a friend.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
That's the one. Let's phone a friend, Luke.
Is there a millionaire in the house? Now coming on ABC.
Please be my friend.
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted a new friend, a millionaire, you could do a lot worse. So, tell you what. Yeah, see?
I mean, I can see you.
Yeah. It's probably...
Oh, there he is.
Perfect. Just in time, literally. I was about to wreak havoc on OBS.
Okay.
I cannot...
There we go.
Can't hear you. Cannot hear
you. I'm so sorry for disconnecting.
Cannot hear you. I think you're on the wrong mic.
Okay, give me one sec.
You're fine. We're going to start Festival Rocker Flop. We're going to do ours first because we are going through time while you get your mic set up. It's like drive-through setup. Like, I'll take it number five.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Alice, can you hear him?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a terrible delay in my end, though. I don't know if it's all of us.
Yeah. I am very sorry about that.
There is a delay.
I checked my internet. It was fine. Okay, this is weird. I don't know if anyone has ever experienced this. I think my computer forced me to update it because, like, yeah, not only did it just disconnect from my Wi-Fi, it did not recognize any Wi-Fi. Fuck. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Wait for it to come back a little bit. Just give it a second to see if it speeds back up.
I still have albums.
I know you do. We'll do albums, but we're gonna do like one round of Festival Rocker Flop, just our first one, okay? While it catches back up, all right?
Yeah.
Oh wait, it might be Sounds back good. Now. It might be back now. Count to three.
One, two, three.
It's better. It looks better on my feed. Alex, how about you?
No, but if it's on the front end, that's fine.
Okay. We'll see how this goes for Festival Rocker Flop. Our first one, we pick bands randomly out of a folder and hope for the best. This is a four-band festival in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where we're doing this one this week. This is ours for hitting the like goal. I configured some unique things for this, like, going back and forth. Windows, you're not alone, Rowan. This happened to me. Yeah, a lot of people, it's Windows updates that went out recently. Alrighty, here we go. Band number one for our festival that we'll name after. Sophie Powers. Do you guys remember who Sophie Powers is?
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
She was at Warped Tour. She went on American Idol and trolled the crap out of the show and the judges, and it was really funny. So. Yeah. Number two.
Sing it.
Yeah. Oh, I had a pet lizard named George. That's the only one I could... That's only some of the lyrics I can actually sing on YouTube without it getting real foul. So.
Number two. Not going to get any FCC fines today.
Not this time. Number two. Ghost.
Oh, we know your wife's going.
Sophie Powers opening for Ghost. I don't know. I'm set, guys. This is already a show I'm going to.
I'm still stoked.
Okay. Okay. For everyone that's saying unfamiliar, I'll tag a link in the pinned comment. All you gotta do is Google Sophie Powers or look it up on YouTube. You'll see the American Idol trolling tryout. She has music videos. She signed to a label. It's so good. It's so well done. Number three.
The front door.
Five Finger Death Punch. Doesn't exactly fit the vibe. Also, in the You Can't Touch This shirt, yes, that's a real photo. And number four, Jelly Roll. Also a bit of all over the place.
those last two definitely killed it. Ghost is, if I'm just getting my thoughts out now, Ghost is definitely the only one I really care about. The other, I don't know Sophie either.
Sure.
I do not care for Jelly Roll. I do not care for Five Finger Death Punch. I'm out of this one.
I'm going. This is going to be fun.
I'll go. But I'm going for the opener and the closer, which means I'm going to have a lot of free time halfway through. A lot.
Oh, Gretchen is definitely going to drag you. If Ghost is involved, it doesn't even matter who else it is.
No, she'll go too. I know she'll go also. Ghost is always going to be a big go for me. Sophie Powers was fun live when I saw her. Jelly Roll I don't care for, and their audience gets drunk. And Five Finger Death Punch, their audience gets abusive and toxic. I don't know how else to say that politely, but yes.
You know, they definitely have like a bunch. You know, they're definitely serving vodka Red Bull at this venue.
Yeah.
I want to see Ghost live, and I want to see Sophie Powers live because I've not seen her live yet.
You're in the.
I want to see Vegans Shut the Front Door.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the Kidz Bop lyrics, by the way. Shut the front door.
Karen's so. Shut the front door.
Yes. The song is so funny, though, especially when done on American Idol. So.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Ghost.
So, don't want to touch. Someone just said for the Five Finger Death Punch photo, can't touch this. Don't want to touch that. Yeah, well. Yeah. All right. I would go just for that. I see more yeses than nos. Well. Yes, no. Maybe Jelly Roll is decent live. Otherwise, I'll just barely go. He wasn't bad live. He performs his stuff well, and it's really him singing. He's not using mods or effects or anything like that. He does have that voice. I'll give him that.
I'm between the Jelly Roll fans and Five Finger Death Punch fans.
Yes.
Yeah, probably, actually.
And those two bands are back-to-back as well. It's a big ex-cop festival in the middle of the day.
You're getting the Midwest Ghost. Country fans and the Midwest metal fans.
Yeah, and then we have Ghost to end it all out. So, you know what? I'd say yes. You know what? It's just, this is like a 51-49 split. I don't even know what to call that festival, by the way.
Shut the front door.
This is definitely Nebraska Fest.
Shut the front door fest in Lincoln, Shut Nebraska. You know what? Lincoln, Nebraska's, that's just fine. Okay. All right. While we're doing that, I'll just leave it on this picture right now of Jelly Roll. Rowan, do you have the albums coming out this Friday, September 12th?
I'm glad I was able to still do this because we honestly have a stacked week ahead of us. We have Between the Buried and Me with the Blue Nowhere. We have Star Set with Silos. Woo-hoo. We have Dance Gavin Dance with Pantheon, which is their first album with the new guy, Andrew Wells. I'm really excited for this one, too. Lorna Shore is coming with I Feel the Ever Black Festering Within Me. Oh, my God. Dude, mm-hmm. I've been loving the singles. They've been amazing. I love Lorna Shore. This is going to be awesome. Dude. It feels like the last 3 months for deathcore have been great. Am I the only one who thinks that?
There's been a deathcore resurgence for sure.
I am all here for it. And I mean, like, this band needs no introduction. We got Spinal Tap with The End Continues. They just performed on Jimmy Kimmel. Like,
did they find a drummer?
It's Spinal Tap.
That's the big thing. Did they find a drummer?
They did. They did find a drummer. It's just, I don't know if they said her name, but it's like, it's a woman. I'm like, do you know the risk, right?
Mm-hmm. You got to sign a release before even trying out for him. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, no, it's you can't sue. Yes. Your family can't sue. But no, seriously, I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the movie, too.
Yes.
And then, you know, just getting him out of the way. We also got new releases from Silverstein, I See Stars, Demon Hunter, and 21 Pilots. Again, just a lot this week.
That 21 Pilots could go to number one. Those clicky fans love their 21 Pilots, so I could definitely see that. Yeah, 21 Pilots counts.
I remember Super when nice someone guys. Stole a drum from one of the venues and about that. The goodness. Internet came together to track shame him down. Them.
Yes, oh goodness. It's not like you're trying to steal a guitar pick or a drumstick, the drum that he needs.
The drum, yeah.
All right, we now go back to our Rocker Fop Plus. We're all over the place in this second half, but that's okay. Yeet Fest coming up. Thank you, Ellie Yeet, for your super chats. Here we go. Yeet Fest number one. Creeper, I'm happy. They have a new album coming out later this year. Number two. Oh no, it's Devil Daddy. No one stays after Psycho Sitter. Show's over after this. You got
Psycho Sitter.
You got the worst festival card. I'm sorry.
I love how we got Five Finger Death Punch and then the drummer of Five Finger Death Punch.
Drummer. I can't believe you put Psycho Sinner in here. What?
It's not just that.
Do you hate us?
Oh, I just want to read the little qualifier again. Oh no, it's Devil Daddy. No one stays after Psycho Sinner. Show's over after this. So
oh no.
So Creeper and Psycho Sinner. No, I would not go to this festival. No, I'm sorry, no. Elliot. I'm sorry. The reaction in the chat made this totally worth it, by the way. So worth it. Alex, you going?
There's not going to be a single person saying yes to this. I can
I'm
already sick. Tell.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, this image makes you sick?
Yeah, I'm just glad we don't have to say psychosexual anymore. I'm glad. How does it feel to say I'm glad they changed the name to Psycho Sinner?
And it still
no, that doesn't feel
help.
Good.
And it still didn't help one bit.
Yeah, here's a bit of advice. If you want people to take your band seriously, don't make your band name something that's cringy to say out loud. Oh yeah, I just saw psychosexual. Yeah. Amazing.
The singer's name Devil Daddy. Yeah, you know. Also, I stand by this comment that I made years ago. This is one of the weird cases where a member of a band leaves and then you find out, oh wow, the band was actually doing much better without this guy, regardless of how good of a musician he is. This guy's insane. So, yeah.
Everything he's done after leaving Five Finger Death Punch, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Yeet Fest. Better luck next time. Yeet Fest will be remembered for a legacy, though.
Blame psychosexual/psychosinner and Devil Daddy.
Yeah, you can blame Devil Daddy for just about anything, and it would actually make sense.
Yep.
For how bad it is. Yep. So, yeah. All right, we got one more.
We just
more.
Blame him for literally every world, because all the world's problems.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And Lone Wolf, because you get super chats, we usually don't do this. We'll do one more because it's been a little bit of a bonkers second half. Lone Wolf Fest, number one. Actually, we should do one more because this one ended so poorly. Lone Wolf Fest, here we go. The Used. Very nice. There we go. Nice little start. Number two, Rise Against. So you're getting that emo and punk style. Okay. Number three, Power Man 5000. Get a lot of that 2000s rock. And number four, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Solid. Yeah.
No reason I would not go to this. This is fun.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good show. This is definitely a radio station festival, by the way. This is what somewhere in Nebraska or Topeka, Kansas would totally get for the bands that they were just trying to randomly find. I'd go to this. I'd go to Lone Wolf Fest. That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. Chat, would you go to Lone Wolf Fest? You can't go to Yeet Fest. I come on, guys. You're not going to Yeet Fest. Let's be honest. Would you go to Lone Wolf Fest? Sorry, Elliot. I'd go to this. Yeah, know what this works. Yeah, I'd go. Ooh, this one bops. Yes, 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 all day. My depression has been cured. Wow.
Yay.
We're changing lives.
Well, then. All right. Looks like the random festival generator actually did do some good today. See? There's some good things that happen. Two out of three festivals.
Yes, I guess my life is a pain.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Give Yeet a do-over. Guys, that breaks the whole system if I give Ellie Yeet a do-over. That's not fair to the system, then.
We've had some oopy qualifiers. This counts as a very tip of the iceberg.
Like I said,
Jeremy's been.
Yeah. Tip of the mound. That'll just leave it at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm afraid what else you have in there.
Oh, I have some good ones. That might be the worst one.
I'm so
one.
Afraid.
That probably is the worst one, but I have some funny ones, so.
But that's the worst that it goes. Yes. Okay.
If good I'm correct, know. That is the worst that it goes, yes. Also, we got at least Creeper out of that. That's good, right?
I went to that Creeper show. Woohoo!
The Creeper show where everyone sprinted for the parking lot as soon as it was over? Yes. That's the one.
So, went to bed early. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
After Creeper, it's like, Psycho Sinner will be performing in 10 minutes. Go, go, go!
The parking lot has 25 wrecks just at the exit. Everyone's running over each other.
last week on the podcast that rocked. Tragedy at the Psycho Center show.
Tragedy at Unibet, sponsored by the podcast that rocks. Well, you know what? You wanted a festival.
It's like the scene in Classic SpongeBob where Patrick is holding up the, you know, look at it! Yeah. Look at it! Yeah. I'm losing it right now.
We broke Rowan before the jokes. Everybody, I apologize, but thank you all for hanging out while Rowan gets his oxygen back. Yes, it would be that bad of a show. See, that little qualifier I made got some happiness and joy out of everyone. I don't want to hear any crap about how sometimes those things ruin it for everyone. I did it right.
Well, it enhanced and then cured someone's depression.
It was good. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah. See, it was fun. Boot Psycho Sitter and have Creeper do a headline show. I mean, that'd be better. So
kind of what happened.
Yeah. Technically, yes, because no one stayed. So yes, that by default, that's what happened. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you're on YouTube Early Access or Patreon, you have a new video in you waiting for your eyes right now. You can see that on Early Access. Love the roasting. Well, you're welcome, Elliot. You get something out of this. Thank you guys again for hanging out with us. Alex, do you have anything you'd like to say before we start wrapping it up?
No, I think we're good.
Rowan, how about you?
No, it's like, we made it, like, this has just been a good week. Positive week.
It's the music wise, this has been a very positive news week. We can have them. It's possible. So,
yay.
Thank you guys so much. The results of the poll, and this is much closer than we're used to, the Killers Hot Fuss, 57% for our live poll, as opposed to Muse, Black Holes, and Revelations, 43%. That is much more. Yeah. Oh, and one more super chat just came in from Lone Wolf, which just caught it just in time. Rowan, favorite on Hit Me, Me Murba or Future Palace?
Those are both great. I like Miriba more between those two. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but my favorite is Future Nostalgia.
Fair enough. Very cool. Fair split.
Especially like there's a little interlude right before called Two More Hours. And I don't know, just like the way it transitions between like that to like the actual music. It just hits really hard.
Very cool. Awesome to hear.
Seriously, listen to that home chat. It's great.
Check out the pinned comment if you're watching this on the replay to check out stuff we talked about here. Finally, Alex is on the streak of a lifetime with three jokes in a row that got us to laugh. Can we get to number four, chat? Is it possible?
Remember, life is all about balance. So today was awesome chat-wise. So perhaps my joke will not, I don't know.
Goodness, what kind of setup?
In case. I always get so nervous when we have like streaks of awesome. I'm like, ooh, today's going to be the day.
It'll be good.
Okay. Well, I ordered duck at dinner last night.
Okay.
The bill was huge.
Dang it.
That killed all joy I had during this episode.
It got me. Somehow it got me.
Pew, pew, pew. Thanks for the ducks, chat. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the... Okay, there's a laugh from Rowan, too. Okay, there we go.
Oh, no. I'm laughing. No. That laugh does not count.
Alex, did he laugh at that? I feel like he laughed at that.
Yep. It counts.
Well, there we go. Someone in the chat too much time had passed
after the punchline.
It counts.
That happens all the time in comedy.
Any lawyers in the chat.
It counts.
Ha ha! Got me, smiley face. There's a duck. More ducks.
Yay.
Oh, stoic frowny face. Lol, shining star, bruh.
I like it. See, these are all wins.
That's
dad jokes.
That is four in a row for the huge bill from the duck joke. You know what? That's fine. That's totally fine. Thank you all. We'll see you next week. Hope you have a great week this time. Keep tuned. Yep. We're not going to break chat anymore as everything goes on. My YouTube thing just passed right went by the way as well. So that's a good sign to wrap this wonderful, smooth, classy show up. Thank you all so much. Have a great night. We will see you next time.